evening all. You listen to Bell and Sperling.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling.
Here we go.
Thursday night at Bell and Sperling. Coming up on the show, going to be talking about the banking scandal.
Yes.
That's happened to Nigel Farage.
What a load of bankers they are.
If it can happen to him, it can happen to anyone.
Oh, yeah. Has it happened to you?
Not really. What we're going to be talking about is they're going to be caught out. So somebody at NatWest is going to be caught out.
Oh, yeah.
And behind the
we
scenes...
We know who it is. We know who it is.
Well, we know it is.
Of course.
But running around behind the scenes, they're in panic.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, some of the times when we've been in panic, when we've been caught out.
I've been caught out more than once.
Oh, dear, okay. We're going to tell you some of the stories. Talking about some of the other bits and pieces in the news, obviously the fires in Lindos and Rhodes at the moment, terrible situation.
Yeah.
And it's going to get hotter. It's getting colder here, though.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible, really.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
There you go. Anyway, it's all coming up on the Bell and Sperling Show. See ya! What are you going to say? Can you see what it is yet?
See what it is yet?
1, 2, 3, 5! Welcome to the Bell and Sperling Show.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. And that person in the background with a guitar.
I wonder who that was. Maybe that was one of the Sly and the Family Stones guitarists.
I would have thought so. I doubt it was somebody that just sort of walked in.
What was that noise?
It was me going boing, look. That's me, that's me microphone stand. It's good, isn't
great,
it?
Great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dying.
What did you think it was boinging?
I don't know. Well, I put my phone down,
it's a bit worrying.
It went dying.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Boing, said somebody. What was that from? Do you remember?
Oh, Magic Roundabout.
Well, yeah, but who made some comedy? Oh, comedy. Do you remember that?
You're not allowed. Comedy, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
You're not allowed to do comedy.
Well, you can't do comedy anymore.
It's been banned.
It was Jasper Carrot, wasn't it? He did a...
Was it?
A sketch on... it was brilliant.
Yes.
The Magic Roundabout.
The Magic Roundabout, yeah.
Boing, said somebody.
Yeah. Here comes Dougal.
Yeah, it was very good. That was out of its nut, wasn't it?
It pretty much was, wasn't it? In fact, talking about that,
Dylan,
I mean, people that sort of don't really remember that. I mean, what was that, 70s, John?
Oh, yeah, early 70s.
Did it run out in the 80s?
I don't think it ran. It ran in the 70s.
Finished.
I think maybe it could have. No, it was just early 70s thing.
Yeah. What about some of those other rubbish
Trumpton?
Ones? Trumpton. I love Trumpton. You know the only reason why?
Why?
Is because it was done in Chigley, wasn't it? Or and people used to say, you live in Chigwell, don't you? And they go, oh, you live in Trumpton.
Trumpton.
But it wasn't, it was Chigley, I think.
Chigley or something like that.
Which was not Chigwell, but it used to be Pew Pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert, Dibble, Grub. Love it.
Pew Pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert, Dibble, Grub. Brian Kent. I have to say his word.
Stop it.
Do you remember Brian Kent?
I certainly do. He done Play Away.
He did Play Away, Away, Play Away.
All right, stop it now.
Sorry.
Through the arch window.
No, that was Play School.
Oh. Were they two different things?
Of course they were.
Were they?
Play Away was on the Saturday afternoon.
With
Brian Kent.
And and what was her name? Floella Benjamin.
Floella Benjamin.
Lovely.
And they both did Play School as well.
Right.
I love Play School, did you?
Big Ted, Little Ted.
That's it.
Hamble.
Hamble.
Jemima.
Jemima.
I mean, who come up with Hamble?
Well,
I mean, what's that? Hamble.
Jemima. So the names of people you wouldn't call your kids today, one of them's Jemima.
No,
surely.
No. Or Brian.
Brian's got
Here's a funny thing. My son who's 14, was playing football the other day.
Yeah.
And he's playing against a Dennis.
Oh.
Which I think is a bit of a Greek...
Denny?
Yeah.
It's Den.
Yeah, well, they called him Dennis.
Oh, really?
But then somebody, a couple of weeks ago, threw this one in.
Go on.
He's only 14, the kid. Yeah. Colin. Stop it.
No.
It's bad, isn't it?
You don't do Collins anymore, surely.
No.
Do you?
It was a Colin, yeah.
Was he really?
Do you know what I think? I've got an idea. Quite a few of the Eastern European boys who are now playing in those leagues have got old-style English names. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
Their parents have given them, yeah. And I think you're getting quite a bit of that. And they've probably gone, Colin sounds good.
Colin.
Let's run with that.
That's a good English name. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Not realising though.
We got rid of that in 1972.
Derek. Come on, Derek.
Del.
Pass the ball.
But Del, though.
Del's fine.
But is it an abbreviation of Derek?
Keith.
Nah, surely not. You could do nothing with Keith, can you? You can't do anything with it.
Nice one, Cyril.
Cyril's surely not.
No.
Cyril's gone, isn't it?
I mean,
What about my name, Johnny?
Johnny's
is
still...
Is it still there?
My name's horrible, isn't it? Martin. I hate my name. I really do.
I loved
my mum and dad dearly, and I loved them.
But you don't
know,
like Martin.
But I used to tell them, Martin. It's got a big T in Martin. Right in the middle of it. Do you know, if I was a girl, I was going to be called Lisa Marie after Presley's daughter.
Was she really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was she?
I was, yeah. Apparently so. She was born at the same time as me. I think it was quite...
She's gone, aren't she?
She's gone. So is Elvis.
Oh, well, Elvis.
In the ghetto.
She's been gone that's a long time. Nearly 5 years away from 50 years he's been dead. So 45 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a long time.
Isn't it funny? Me and you were talking on our way home from Wales the other day.
Oh, yes, Wales.
We were in Wales, and we love Wales.
Yeah,
and
we were
doing a TV show with GB News.
Yes.
And we was on our way home, and we said that when Elvis died, you became a massive Elvis fan.
Oh, yeah.
And when John Lennon died.
You became a massive Beatles fan.
Exactly.
Well, it was around, you know, we were like, I was 10.
I mean, Vince Hill died this
Vince
week.
Vince Hill, yeah.
Nothing's happened.
Do you know what, though? I used to hear a lot of his records because...
Really? What was he like, Vince Hill?
He had good voice, you know. He's an old-fashioned of its time.
Was it that sort of thing?
Engelbert Humperdinck, that sort of
thing. Hang on a minute, Tony Bennett died. We haven't even spoken about Tony.
We're not even going to put you... Get a Tony Bennett song. Forgot about that.
I forgot about Tony.
Of course you've got to put a Tony in.
I went to see Tony.
Now that's a big one, Tony.
I went to see
Bennett.
Tony sing at the Albert Hall once.
Yeah, brilliant, wasn't it?
Do you know this story? I'll quickly tell you this story. It's a great story. Right?
What have I got some...
I don't know.
You got that in your ear?
In my ear, yeah. It's just...
Do you think they're here, isn't
it? I think we've got tinnitus.
It's gone now. Go on, Karen.
Everyone else is fine. It's just us. My wife took me for my birthday to the Albert Hall to see Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
I think she thought I liked Tony Bennett, but really I wanted to see Lenny Bennett.
That would have been very hard to do, though.
Doing Celebrity Squares.
He's been dead for about 30 years.
Yeah, has he really?
Lenny Bennett, yeah.
So
Lucky Ladders. Yeah.
So she took me to see Tony.
Punchlines, carry on.
And I bumped into an old gentleman that I knew that was, on the outskirts of the Albert Hall. You know when you're walking round and you're going into your box or
seats.
And I spotted
your box.
I spotted a big West Ham fan bloke that I know, which we both know, a guy called Terry Creasy.
Oh, what did he do? Say, oh, 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 oh,
he did. He did.
Did he?
He went, Mar. Now, Terry Creasy.
Is that it?
He was like that. Now, to be fair, Terry Creasy was.
Yeah, I know Terry. Yeah, nice fella.
Bobby Moore was his best friend.
Yeah.
And he's standing there with Frank Lampard Sr., right? So he says, you know, Mark, come over.
Yeah.
So I go over, and I think me and you had just had Golden Balls out about, I don't know. 2 years previous.
Yeah,
so this is about 2000.
You mean our second hit?
Our second
hit. So we weren't one hit wonders.
Not one hit wonders.
Yeah, go on.
And so he comes over and he wants to introduce me to Frank Lampard.
Yeah.
So he goes, Frank, this is Martin, blah, blah, blah. Now, my took wife is standing behind me.
Yeah, took wife.
So he said, you've been doing it. Now, there's two other fellas standing in this circle that I've not caught hold of yet because in my head, I'm just looking at Frank Lampard, right?
Yeah, of course.
Fella with a purple suit on me, right?
Yeah.
And so... Tell says, hey, this is Martin, and he introduces me to the other two fellas, and I shake their hands. And all I can remember was the fella with the purple suit having very tiny hands. And I thought, God, you got small hands, mate. But I carry on talking about me, our TV shows. And Terry said, you've been doing... I said, we're doing a few TV shows at the moment. It's going well. Mm. Anyway, it's lovely to see you, boys. And as I walk away, and I said, that's Frank Lampard. He used to play for West Ham. Wife said, why didn't you speak to Marty Pello?
Oh, was it Marty Pello?
Yeah, in the purple suit with tiny hands. It was Marty Pello. I've just blanked the fella.
Yeah, tiny hands.
I've shook his hand, but I'm still looking at...
Because I met Marty Pello.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah, of course.
Years ago, yeah. But that was it.
He was tall, very tall.
He was tall, but in my...
Lands.
I didn't spot him because all I'm looking at is Frank Lampard. I want to talk about West Ham. And since then, me and you have met Frank quite a few times.
Oh, yeah, well, he's in his pub.
So I was a bit upset that I never got to have a
word with... Well, do you know what? If you would have spoke to Marty Pello, you wouldn't have really understood him.
Very heavy, wouldn't
he? You'd have something.
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Sorry? What did I do?
You've done a Scottish accent.
Oh, I do apologise to anyone Scottish listening.
Why? It was quite a good Scottish accent.
No,
I don't think he was derogatory towards him.
It was a heavy
Scottish accent. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Got to be very careful.
Just in case you offend someone.
Well, I don't want to offend anybody.
You've offended me.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind doing that.
Because my mum knew a Scottish person.
I've offended myself because I knew someone Scottish once.
Who?
Marty Pello.
Yeah.
So I've really offended myself. When we do a song.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hit myself. I'm gonna take myself outside, and I'm gonna give myself a right good kicking. I'll tell you, because that offended me.
Right, I'll tell you somebody who always used to be quite offensive.
Go on.
I mean, when you know
Bernard Manning?
No, not Bernard Manning. This fella, Leo Sayer.
Oh, he was. Offensive hair. Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I thought he was one of the Coldstream guards.
Love like
feel like Leo. Do you know what, though? He reminds me of my Auntie Edie. He did. Auntie Edie's no longer with us.
No.
But he did remind me. Little Auntie Edie, she was very busy. You know, like busy.
She had that curly hair.
She had the curly hair.
Right. Well, everyone who had curly
terrible
hair.
Singer though, Edie.
Anyone who had curly hair in those days used to call him Leo Sayer.
Yeah, or Kevin Keegan.
Or Kevin Keegan.
Yeah. do you know what? I was in the lift once with Leo Sayer.
Oh yeah.
Going up and down for ages.
Well, he never came out.
He never came out. No, we was at the Canelot Buildings, which is, as you know, was a lot of different recording studios.
I made a film there once.
Did you really?
I was in a film. Yeah. And most of it was filmed at Canelot.
Yeah. What sort of film?
It was a terrible film called The Flirting Club.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It's
that,
one of the
yeah.
very worst films ever made.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, you won a Oscar for it, didn't you? He was nominated for a Oscar.
I was nominated for a Oscar.
Yeah.
It is the worst film.
Is it?
I don't recommend it to anybody.
I remember you going in. It was you and Terry Alders.
Yes. Yeah, it was awful. Well, I played a bloke called Stu.
Yeah.
And I had some terrible homophobic lines in it.
Did you?
Well, look, it was 2010, so... Mm.
You can't
back
do it now.
It,
can't even talk about it now.
No, I couldn't say what I said.
No.
But it was terrible, though. Mm. It was awful.
Well, going back to Leo, then.
Go on.
In the Canelot Buildings, yes. Which was Kensal Rise.
Kensal Rise, yeah.
Our very good friend, producer, Mr. Gary, Gary Stevenson.
Gary.
Gary produced all the Go West songs, Rick Astley, Tony Adley. He's doing Tony Adley's album at the moment.
That's right, yeah.
Bross. Did that.
Yeah, of course he did.
Marilyn Martin with a big T in the middle.
Yeah.
Who had the big hit with Phil Collins.
That's right, yeah.
So, and then he did. Then he produced me.
Yeah, and then he went even lower and produced Bella's.
That's right. And it just all. No, it's great. It's going great for him at the moment because he's doing. So we will play a Go West song in the middle.
Yeah.
In a minute, but
in the middle.
Let's go back to the old Farage situation. Not so much the Farage situation. The NatWest Bank situation.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Dame Alison Rose. Now, she is the, I think,
CEO.
Right, okay. Now, the trouble is, now somebody has leaked something from NatWest Coutts to the BBC.
Yeah, an untrue leak that they've now had to apologise for.
Which, to be fair to the BBC, if that has been leaked to them on good authority and they've published it and they've put it out there, that's not their fault.
No. Well... No,
it's not.
Well, I suppose it's not.
It's not, because they're getting it from a good source, and then when you find out, the good source is telling a little bit of a
porky.
Yeah, a little bit of a trumpet noise.
Yeah.
So the BBC fella really is not in the wrong. And so even though the BBC have apologised, I don't think they're in the wrong. But the NatWest, everyone's running around behind the scenes going, what are we going to do?
I'm with NatWest.
Nigel's coming from. And this is nothing about Nigel Farage, whether you like him or you don't.
Whether you like him, whether you're politically or not.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with politics.
A bank
absolutely
should
nothing.
Not be divulging your details to, the BBC. And so that it's there for everybody's domain. It's terrible.
Well, it's disgusting. It's immoral, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think it's illegal.
It's immoral and illegal and everything.
I don't think he's got every right to sue him for this. And I think this...
They've gone after... Listen, whatever you think about Farage, they've gone after the wrong boy here.
Well, I have in a way.
Because he will not stop.
No.
He will not stop.
No.
Until, someone's...
Well, I think he's stopped with the BBC because he's accepted their apology. But
not the BBC.
He's turned
NatWest.
Yeah, exactly. But what a terrible situation we are living in.
Yeah.
Where... Your bank manager used to be your friend.
Well, yeah.
He used to be on your side.
Well, he used to be on your side.
Your doctor was on your side?
He was only on your side. Let me just say this. He was only on your side as far as your money goes.
Hmm.
He wasn't on your side in anything else. In fact, he shouldn't have known about anything else. Your bank manager should have only known about your financial situation.
Hmm.
Not your politics.
No, I think in the old days, John... Bank managers, I've never really had any relationship with a bank manager. I've always had a relationship
with... My dad did, because he was an accountant.
Well, he was an accountant, wasn't he? But with a financial advisor, that's all I've had.
That's
people that get you mortgages or say, put your money here, which your dad was our accountant when we first had our hits.
Yes,
And I mean, it was brilliant, wasn't it?
It was.
So, I should say so, well, so. It's just nice having your dad as the accountant. But what I'm saying is, you know, because you had a, you know, you could talk to him. You could phone him up and talk to him and say, look, you know, shall I go and buy this sports car? No, you shouldn't. Okay, well, I've already bought it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember do you remember that time we were coming home from Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
And we was in the car. They sent a car. We've got in for a meeting.
Yeah.
And on the way home, I stopped off at Rankin's and I bought a Rolex.
I do remember that.
And then you were still asleep in the car.
Yes.
And so I thought, wow, let's keep going. So I told the driver to go to the Docklands. There was a car place there. And I bought a TVR sports car.
Yeah.
And I got back in the car. It was about 2 hours and you were still asleep.
Yeah. I didn't even
know. And you went, oh, where are we? And I said, we're about to get on the A13. We'll drop you off in a minute. I said, I've just bought a watch and a car. Yeah, I remember you going, was it nice? No details. Was it nice?
They used to sleep a lot in those days.
True story. Yeah, I used to buy a lot in those days.
You did, yeah. While I was sleeping.
Yeah. Should we talk about Gary Stevenson, our good friend?
Our good friend.
I mean, when this record...
Oh, have you seen him for a while?
Because
he went through a little bit of a bad thing in the COVID.
And COVID,
I remember
he wasn't well. He did have a bad COVID.
And I remember messaging him backwards and forwards a bit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to tell you it's quite funny.
Go on.
I mean, this is quite funny.
Go on.
I think it's funny. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to get a lot of stick for it because you're not allowed to be funny anymore.
No, 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 don't be funny.
Just because we've just had a bit of bad press for being funny.
For being funny.
A lot of slating
for
online.
For comedy, yeah.
For comedy. For a TV show that we did last week. Anyway, it's quite a funny one. Now, he was quite ill with the old COVID life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he phoned me up and he said, when you had it, after a week, was it starting to drip like, was it starting to get better? And I said, well, yeah, it's probably about a week to 10 days. I said, you'd be all right.
Yeah.
So after about 10 days, he said, after 10 days, was you, had the temperature gone? Or like, would you feel it? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, you all right? So anyway, it's about 3 weeks later, I sent him a message and I said, how are you doing? He went, I'm worse.
No.
Right, it got worse. Right,
yeah.
Now he's a funny boy, Gary, and he will say funny things. And I kept messaging him every couple of weeks. Any better yet? And he went, I haven't been out of bed for 5 weeks.
Ooh.
And I just thought he'd quite like this.
Yeah.
And I sent him a message saying, if it doesn't go well, can I have your Soho Farmhouse membership? Now, you might not. People might not find that funny.
No, well, I think it's funny.
But I know that that's what he would have sent to
me. Well, he's very trying, Gary.
He's very trying.
He's got our sense of humour, basically.
I mean,
I won't ever tell that. I couldn't say it over the. But
isn't
he
that
did
funny?
Once did a gag about my mum and dad when he took him for a walk and he came back and he said something and I can't repeat.
He said something about your mum and
dad,
didn't he?
But it was one of the funniest things.
Like, yeah. Now, most people take offence to that. Now, I'm just wondering, look, we've both got friends and we've both got family people. There's certain people you can't do a gag on.
It's very true.
Well, you can't say something.
No.
We have to balance our life out, don't we?
Yeah. Well, it's got worse.
Is it?
Because, well, it's got, not with the people that we know, but with the people, you know. That
I think it has with the people.
Well, that thing you were just talking about, and I won't talk about it, but... With that, right, we posted something up on our social media.
Social media, yeah.
And it wasn't, let's just get this right, that wasn't to, we didn't post it to anybody else, as in to the media.
It was a funny little sketch.
But it was to our followers.
Yeah.
The people that follow our thing. Mm. Now, how it got leaked.
It's been picked up by some,
hijacked,
some
and
magazine, and they've printed loads of stuff.
It wasn't, what I'm saying is, it wasn't any of their business, really.
No.
I don't know how they got it.
Yeah, yeah. But when we did GB News last week and we wrote a very, very funny song, it's probably the funniest one we've done, about the banking scandal, which got the biggest laugh and we got the most attention about it.
Yes.
You still get a load of stick on it. And this is us having a go at the bankers. We're not having a go at left wing, we're not having a go at right wing. We're having a go at bankers who take your money and blah, 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 not treated anyone particularly well. But we still get a load of stick from people... You know,
what?
I mean, you get some really personal remarks.
I really do get some.
And I got lumped in with it. I got lumped in with this week.
Oh,
as a middle-aged suntan.
Middle-aged suntan.
Yeah, but sunbed.
Brilliant.
Look, a middle-aged sunbed person.
Yeah, I got off lightly. I only got. I'm an idiot who don't stop blowing raspberries.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Right, let's play Go West. This was
produced by Gary Stevenson in 1985.
Was it? Well, when I first heard the
and
band,
I loved this record.
When I first heard the band, there was a friend of ours who was our lead singer, a girl.
Yeah.
And she was working for Chrysalis Records.
Yeah.
And she said, "You've got to hear this band, Go West." Two guys.
It was two of them.
And she played me.
Well, the band was Gary.
Well, it was Gary.
Gary and Dave.
But they created that. It was We Brilliant. Close Our Eyes. Yeah. But I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play this one.
I'm not going to play We Close Our Eyes.
Nah, because I just wanted to play you. I like this.
What's
one.
Goodbye Girl?
No.
I like Goodbye Girl.
Go on, give me another one.
Call Me.
All right, I will do. Great sound. Just a brilliant, genius sound. And I remember going to Tin Pan Alley in Denmark Street. Me and my mate, who was in the band with me, Jamie Nelson, and we used to go there. And we used to go in there and go, we want to buy that keyboard that's got that Go West sound. And the bloke used to go, it's not one keyboard, it's about 10 keyboards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and our very good friend Dov, or Dave West, is playing keyboard.
Dave West.
Yeah, so there you go.
Very, very, very talented keyboard player and programmer.
Yeah, and spin bowler. Great,
very good. Yeah, I mean, he hit my middle wicket many times.
He certainly didn't, he?
Didn't he?
Took your bowels right
off. Took my bowels off.
So there you go, Dave West, one of the best keyboard players and spin bowlers.
And spin bowlers.
Gary Stevenson, one of the best record producers.
Brilliant, and a great ear, yeah.
And a roofer, he's a great roofer.
Yeah, I'd have to say that he didn't do mine too well.
No, did he not?
No, that's the one thing, I did have a little bit of a beef with him.
He did your conservatory, didn't he?
He did my conservatory very well. But as far as my roof went, I had to phone him up and say, Gaz.
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed a couple of tiles, mate.
I smashed his Volvo up once.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It's a long story.
Yeah.
But I won't go into it because if the police are listening, that's the end of it. Right, let's talk about something else, John. Let's talk about some of these people. I've picked a few songs here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to give you a few artists, right? Tell me.
Yeah.
Joe Cocker. Rufus Wainwright.
Rufus.
David Bowie.
Mm.
A band called Sad Cafe.
Yeah, no little story about them.
Okay, Tears for Fears.
Yes.
And Tears for Fears. Two songs there. Go on, what one would you like next and let's talk about them?
Well, Sad Cafe, I'll talk about that. I was in, my first trip to Marbella.
Oh, yeah.
And my best mate came along, who happened to be Jules Di Martino from the Ting Tings.
Mm.
And I was in a band.
Now
he's in the Tong Tongs.
He's a bit older.
No, they're doing a new project now called D. Martino and White. But then we were in a band together, 15 years old. 16, sorry.
Mm.
First trip, he's come along with me and my mum and dad to Marbella. We're having a great time. And first time getting drunk, really, time.
Mm.
And we're wandering around Port Manus. And we'd gone in a couple of bars. Now, I played a bit of piano then, you know. And we went in there, two kids, you know. And we got them all singing, and it was great. And they were just giving us loads of drinks. And so we were walking down the bit where Joy's is and all that.
Yeah, round the back.
Round
the filthy bit.
And we were walking along singing Please Please Me by the Beatles.
Because
there's a great two-part. And we stopped at this little bar. And we were singing to this group of people who were sitting down. We did Please Please Me. First of all, they were going, oh, go on, go away. Then they heard, we were pretty good. And they went, we finished it. Come and join us.
Yeah.
And it was Sad Cafe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the group.
Wow.
And I'll never forget.
How many hits did they have? Were they two?
Do you know what? I don't really know much about Sad Cafe. But I know I was sitting with them, and one of them, I was talking to the bass player, and he went, you're really good, and their manager was there. And as we left, I'll never forget it, we were kind of going home the next day. And as we left, the manager said to us, boys, come back here tomorrow night. Listen.
He knew you were going home, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Come back here tomorrow night. And he said, I might have some good news for you. I'll never forget it.
Right.
He said, we had to go home, didn't we?
Yeah.
We never went back.
You don't think he was going to take you in Joy's, the famous...
Who knows where he was going to take us, to be honest.
Dancing club.
But it was one of those things where you think, what could have been?
I like that story of when you was first going to Marbella with your friend and Lionel Blair was in front of you.
That story.
Can you tell that story?
Yeah, I can. We was on a normal commercial flight, of course, going to Farangawoda.
Oh, yeah, Fungaroli.
Me and my mate Steve Ancher.
Mm.
And he was also in the band with us.
Yeah.
And this was the following year, actually.
I tell you, it was a big band, this band.
It was a big band.
It's about 300 people.
Anyway, so we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, we nudged each other, hey, look.
What?
When the next, Lionel Blair.
Lionel Blair, yeah.
He's sitting there, and this old couple was sitting next to him.
Yeah.
And
so he's pretty prominent, then. He was doing Give Us a Clue.
Oh, yeah. Very famous.
Mm.
And it's Lionel Blair, you keep looking at him, see what he's doing. Anyway, so he's trying to get some sleep. You can see he's just detached himself from everybody, trying to be aloof and just pretending he's asleep. Yeah. And all of a sudden, the old fella sitting next to him has plucked up the courage.
Yeah.
It took him a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just gone, Excuse me, Mr. Blair, but would you mind just signing this for me? Yeah. And, you know, very quietly. Yeah. And then Lionel Blair exploded with, oh, no, I always get this. I'm on holiday.
I still love that line. Do the I'm on holiday bit.
I always get this. I'm on holiday. And the elf, you know, didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And all the way through the flight, I was just trying to sleep.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got all the stag doos on there.
Yeah.
All walking past. Go, hey, Lionel, give us a clue. Hey, give us a clue. Give us a clue, Lionel. And then throwing folding up pieces of paper, throwing them at his head. Throwing them at his head, poor Lionel. But I thought, you deserve it for that.
Yeah.
From the bloke sitting next to you. And you can't just go, yeah, sure.
Do you know what? I mean, it was nice for us last week. You don't get asked for autographs now, do you?
Oh, no, we did last week.
We get asked for photos now, don't we?
Oh, it's all photos.
Oh, I'm glad you two are here. Can we have photos with you and all that sort of stuff? And it doesn't matter. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's flattering. It's flattering. I don't care how big and famous you are.
No.
I still think it's flattering. The day that they don't want photos of you is when you want to worry.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know?
Well, the day they're not writing about you in a Welsh magazine... slating the hell out of you. That, you know, you've got some worries.
Got some worries. I mean, they have properly slated us. Let's have a bit of Sad Cafe.
I saw the lamplight from your window. I didn't think you were home, sitting there all alone. So I came up to your room to ask you why did you hurt me so? Why did you have to go away? I never wanted anything in my life. Not until I met you, I thought you'd see me through all the bad days that I had before I met you. Something in the past, never thought it couldn't last forever. There's one thing I can say every day, how I miss you.
Every single day, every single day that I.
Great track, isn't it? I just had that sort of
the backing vocals.
Just
yeah,
nice,
beautiful. Yeah, they're one of those bands that you know have got a bit forgotten.
Well, a bit sad, yeah.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I heard it and saw it.
Sorry, coming. There are a few of those bands. I mean, you know, I think you were very lucky.
Supertramp. A great band.
Great, but never really...
Not really.
Toured. And
oh, they did.
No, but like what I'm saying is a resurgence of bands.
No, there's not much for them, no.
But I'd love to go and see Supertramp.
Supertramp.
See, I missed out on seeing the Eagles last year because we had a gig. I want to go and see the Eagles.
Excuse me. Oh, no.
What? Did you go?
It's not the Eagles.
What's it called?
Eagles.
Oh, yeah, of course, the Eagles.
Yeah, they used to get annoyed.
Did they?
Well, people used to say the Eagles.
Well, everyone seems to be getting annoyed with me at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, would they find that offensive, would they, if they were thrown a the in?
Yeah.
Would they?
Mustn't do that.
Oh, my God.
Eagles.
Don't ever do their accent. Don't do an American accent.
Oh, no. Well,
you're not allowed to do accents now, you know that.
Well, you can do some.
No, you can't.
But you can't do others.
No.
There are accents
you can do. I don't want you doing mine.
Well, according to, what's his name, Sheen, the actor. What's his name? Not Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen. No.
Barry
Sheen?
No, not Barry Sheen. He's been dead a long time. the guy that was in...
Charlie Sheen.
No.
Mr. Sheen?
No, he's a Welsh actor.
Pledge. Right. I know the fella you mean, you know, Sheen. Mr. Sheen, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Sheen.
Polish.
Well, he thinks that only Welsh actors should play Welsh parts.
Right. Well, that's a bit Welsh, isn't it?
It's a bit Welsh.
A bit Welshist.
And it's a bit Welshist, and it's called acting, mate. Mm. You know, we're all meant to be, actors are meant to be able to do...
If you could play a dead pop star, whose life, if they could portray it, who would you like to play?
Well, with my stature, there'd be a few I could think of.
Harry Secombe. Oh, no, you'll know Harry Secombe.
I'll know Harry Secombe, according to the, whatever it is.
The magazine that slated us.
Yeah. Said, I'm no Harry Secombe.
Said, Johnny Spurling is no Harry Secombe.
Yeah. And you were just, a midlife crisis. I wish I could tell him, the fella.
No.
I said, no, he's always been like that. So have I. Never been any different.
I've always had a suntan. I was going on sunbeds when I was 11.
You've always done it.
Yeah. Go on. No. Who would you like to play? Whose life would you? Who would you like to go and act?
Well, who hasn't been done?
Well, you know, I love George Michael, but I really want to act most of his life. I'm going to be honest with you. George.
There will be a film about him.
I'd like to think so. I mean, the Wham. Documentary.
I think the Wham story would be very good.
The Wham documentary is great, but I want to see more details. I want to know some stories. I want to know what happened. You know, I want to know some things that happened.
Well, they gave you some.
No, they didn't. They didn't give me enough. I want to know more stuff that happened behind the scenes and arguments and this happened.
Well, what they should have done, really, was made it a two-part or a three-part.
A two, exactly that. I'd like to see when George, it absolutely corrected for George, and then he goes and buys a house in Santa Barbara.
Did he? Yeah.
And then he bought a house in Saint Tropez.
Yeah, they could have done all that.
I drove all around those places, Saint Tropez and Santa Barbara, looking for him at the time.
Did you?
Yeah, I wanted to be George, you know. And then when I finally met him, I turned into an idiot. You know, it was like,
why have I been
looking for you to have a chat with you?
When we met Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I was. When we supported them,
yeah.
And the thing is,
we supported, people don't know, we supported them in the Marbella Ballroom.
In Marbella Ballroom, yeah.
A few years ago.
And 2006, in fact.
Because we've got a bit of talent, haven't we?
No.
No, this magazine said we haven't got any talent.
We haven't got any talent, no. And we're old dinosaurs.
We're old dinosaurs, go on.
But we supported Madness. But the thing is, Madness didn't see us. Madness didn't know that we were supporting them. This is the thing.
Mm.
I know that because they turned up later. Mm. So there's me.
Oh, didn't see us soundcheck. Right.
No. So, of course, I'm back. So we would have got a little bit kind of like more respect, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it was like,
but
I
it
think
seemed
you're
like
right.
I was just an old fan hanging about backstage.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I met, when I met Woody, the drummer, he was lovely.
Yeah.
I expected...
No, but I remember Chaz Smash saying to you, I know you, don't I? How do I know you?
He did say
and then, that. And then you said, well, I've had the football hits. And then he said, oh, my God, it's you.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you realised. But you're right.
But that was at the party, though.
They didn't see us soundcheck.
That was at the after party.
I thought it was at the backstage.
No. But the sax player was really lovely.
Mm.
But for some reason,
Lee Thompson. Yeah.
Lee Thompson was lovely. And because we had pizza, do you remember?
Did we
were eating their pizza, and their roadie said to us, their manager said, "You can't eat their pizza."
Oh, really? I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. And anyway, just quickly, Mark Barson, the keyboard player, he wasn't very nice. I didn't expect him to be.
No. A bit miserable, wasn't he?
He was a bit miserable.
Well, the after party was great because Suggs come with us.
Yeah.
And Chaz Smash with us at Nicky Beach. But and then it changed, I suppose, for you.
I just remember being tongue-tied around
him. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's how it was.
I was a huge, huge madness. Still am.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
And it was, yeah, but for me,
actually met Suggs before. I'd met him at the Launcher Capital Cafe.
Oh, right, okay.
So I'd met him. Yeah, I'd already met him.
It was lovely, though. I mean, I must admit, they do say don't meet your heroes, don't they?
Well, that's how it was with George. I just turned into...
We were fine with Rod Stewart, though.
Oh,
that's weird,
Rod,
isn't it?
Rod become
but
a friend.
But Rod, the thing is...
Rod puts you at ease.
I met him before you did, only a minute. I was standing at the bar, and he just leant over, and he went, "So what's all this about, then?" And I went, "What?" He went, "What's all this about Radio 1 won't play your single?"
Oh, yeah.
And he went, "God, I'll have a word with him." And Chris Moore,
Golden Balls,
standing behind him.
Yeah.
And it was lovely, you know. He made you feel at ease.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice.
That was when we had Golden Balls out. That was at Chelsea Stadium, wasn't
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Talking of that sort of era, we're not going to play a Rod song at the moment.
Rod.
I love this David Bowie song.
Oh.
And didn't he do it with Mott the Hoople?
He wrote it for Mott the Hoople.
Right.
Are you going to play...
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It's Mott the Hoople, isn't it?
I'm playing this anyway. Let's give this a go and see what happens. Got the wrong one, didn't I?
You've got the wrong one.
Doesn't matter. What's wrong with this one? This is the one I love.
Wake up, you sleepy head. Put on some clothes, shake up your bed. Put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window, what do I see? A crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. I think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones. Written in pain, written it all by a puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here. Don't you know you're driving your
Troubles and troubles insane?
Oh, you pretty things. Don't you know you're driving your
Troubles and troubles insane?
Let me make it plain. Gotta make way for the Holy Superior. Look out at your children. See their faces in golden rays. Don't kid yourself, they belong to you. They're the start of the coming race. The other's a bitch, we finished our news. Homo sapiens have outgrown their use. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, you pretty things. Don't you know you're driving your
troubles and troubles insane?
Oh, you pretty things. Don't you know you're driving your
troubles and troubles insane?
Let me make it plain. Gotta make way for the Homo Superior.
Thank you.
Should we have a little bit of the Motley Hoople then?
Yeah, go on.
The one that I thought I was.
The one you thought it was all the young dudes.
Well, it's a little bit similar, isn't it?
Well, tell me about similar.
No, but you know what I mean, don't you? You know,
should we written by the same fella.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. Go on.
Don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent Rex.
About Bowie, I mean, when another one went too soon.
Yeah, well, 69 he was, yeah.
Mm. And everyone really, like everybody in the industry, classes him as a genius. I don't know anybody that goes...
What I love about Bowie, I mean, there was, of course, you know, it's well documented that he had, you know, he had a drug habit, he was an alcoholic, but...
Well, everyone did at that time.
Everyone did at that time, and the things about that is that... He didn't ever do anything, you know. It was just that he wasn't ever nasty. So there's no stories about him being a nasty person, or
no, there wasn't.
You know,
no
real controversy.
Innovative,
very innovative,
very different,
very old culture.
I thought that was quite a funny one that the actor who looks a bit like me. What's his name?
The actor who looks a bit like what's you. His name? Alec Baldwin.
No. The other one. I've just forgot his name.
Reg Varney.
Not Reg Varney, no.
You do look like
Reg Varney. I do look like Reg Varney. No, well, people used to say Gary Oldman, that's it.
Okay, yeah.
I used to get that now and again, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was happy with that.
I'll go more Reg Varney.
I saw a picture of Reg Varney this week and I sent it to our friend.
You do look
and
like
he went, that's you, and I said, I know.
Who to?
Lee, our friend Lee Newton.
Oh, Lee,
yeah,
right.
And I sent it to him because he calls me Reg.
At certain points, you do look like Reg
from On the Buses. No, but I like the one that Gary Oldman told that he said he saw. Mm. He was friends with Bowie. And he said, I bumped into him on the corner.
That's right. He was very good friends with him.
He said, I bumped into him on the corner in New York, like corner of 2nd and 4th or something, right?
Yeah,
he said, and a fan come up and just said, oh, my God. Mm. It's David Bowie. Can I just go and get something? Can you just sign something for me? So he went and got a piece of paper and he went back. He said, I'm standing there talking to Bowie about something. You know? And the fan comes back. He said, thanks for hanging around. Can you sign this, please? And he said, of course I will. And he signed it. And he went off. I think he'd said to him, you know, like, I mean, how do you live with that all the time? Mm-hmm. And he said, I signed it. Best wishes, Gary Oldman. It's a good one.
Very good.
It's a good one. I wanted to go out with a song underneath us, sort of talking, John, which I will do in a second, because...
It can't be that good if you want to talk over
it. Well, no, you know, we did it with Gary Barlow.
Yeah.
And I don't mean we did it with Gary Barlow.
No.
But you know what I mean. We go out.
Are you trying to be funny again?
Eh?
Stop it.
I'm not allowed to be funny.
No.
Well, that's old humour.
Trying to crack it. It's old humour.
Oh, God.
Don't forget it's old humour.
I didn't realise.
Yeah, because humour is, you can get old humour.
Yeah.
And you can get new humour.
I don't like the new. Do you like new humour?
What is new humour? It's not funny. That's what new humour is.
Well, I like Mickey Flanagan. And
well,
that's
old humour.
Is it really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is it? Still observational comedy.
No? Yeah, but it's old humour.
Is it? What about Peter Kay's new show?
Oh, he's old humour.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, he's funny. He's old.
What about Romesh and people like that?
Romesh?
Romesh Rangam,
I know what you mean.
Romesh, I quite like him.
Yeah, he's not bad. The fellow does
him and Rob and Ramesh, they do a TV thing.
I
thought you knew him.
Met him once
because you knew all the comedians. Johnny did all the comedy store because you're an old comic.
I'm an old comic, and
you did the comedy store a lot. Didn't
yes,
you?
Yeah, did the comedy store. Did all the. I met all the. I saw Michael McIntyre's first 10 minutes at the comedy store.
I love the fact that Michael McIntyre said to you, I can't believe that I'm... Go on, what did he do?
I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm talking to the man who did Sven. He really loved it. Yeah,
did he?
He loves Sven.
That's
brilliant. But he was always...
What about Jimmy? Jimmy Carr?
Jimmy Carr. And every time I saw Jimmy, we booked him for 70 quid at the Eve Club.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
He always remembered it. And,
did he?
Yeah.
Nice. Let's go out with this song because this was another artist from that sort of period. And there's an advert out at the moment which really brings a tear to my eye.
Oh.
And I just think he's just...
You're going to act very, very solemn. We don't want to be funny, do we?
I don't want to be funny.
No.
I'll have it underneath us. We're on GB News tonight.
Listen, it's in Bury.
Go on.
So we're not live. This is a pre-record.
Yeah.
Well, so we're not actually there. We're here. No.
What do you mean?
We're not here. We're there.
Right. We're in Bury now.
Yeah, we're in Bury now.
North of Manchester.
We're probably listening to it in the car.
Right.
Just before we go in.
We do this, don't
we? Yeah, we do. We
listen to our show at 6 o'clock
in the car.
And then we
go for a Costa, don't we?
We have a rehearsal with GB News at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. And then we go, and we've got 3 hours to kill, basically.
Yeah.
So we find a Costa, or anything else.
Or other.
There are other outlets. We were in a Starbucks the other day.
Yeah, we were. And, God, we really pushed the boat, didn't we?
And then we go, it's 6:15.
Yeah.
We make our way to the car.
Put a bit of makeup on.
In fact, if we're listening now, all right, fellas.
All right.
Actually, we won't be. We'll be in GB News by now.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be in Bury.
Let's have a bit of this. Hang on.
Are so beautiful to me.
So around about now, we sort of get ready. I don't know who's on the show with us tonight in Bury.
No.
But
I just want to say...
It's the last show of this tour with
GB News. It is, and I just want to say to all the people in Bury, I think you're very nice people.
Yeah.
And I like Bury a lot.
And we don't want any slagging off from any other town.
No, thank you.
Every other town has been lovely to us.
Yeah. Mind you, it's because we posted up something on the way out from Wales, having a bit of a laugh about the names. Yeah. Oh dear, we were really bad.
Yeah.
Still, there you go.
There you go.
Have a good show, boys, if you're listening.
In fact, tonight's show, if you do get a chance to watch us on GB
News,
good one tonight. It's a very good one because
really
we
is.
Finish off with a great song that we've written about the banking scandal. And it's probably one of our best. We'll be back next Thursday.
Yes.
You've been listening to Bell and Sperling.
With him, the Martin Bell.
And him, the Johnny Sperling. Have a wonderful evening.
Bye-bye.
You are so beautiful to me.
Hit the note, Joe. Hit the note. Night, John Boy.
Good night, Grandpa.